Initialize sequence. Now.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Huh?
Do I have to spell it out for you?
TGIF.
What does that mean exactly?
It means, thank goodness it's Friday.
Time to get up.
It's the weekend. Happy Friday.
Yes! Yes!
Have a great, great weekend. Weekends are for shopping, spas, and brunch.
It's showtime!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. Yes, it is Friday.
Finally! This has been the 17-day week.
One of those weeks, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Exactly.
Okay, so is everybody well this morning?
Yeah, great.
Okay, very good. Now, Hank will be joining us very soon. He's on a field trip today. He's out with Boston 25, one of the zip trips.
Cool.
He's up in Peabody. We'll be
nice.
Checking in with him. And let me see. Stuff we got coming up in the program today. We got, listen. Win a grand in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Big chance coming up again today.
We had a winner yesterday.
Okay, could we have another winner coming up today? We'll find out. And let me see. This is kind of a weird thing. Have you ever had somebody just disappear from your life? Like, you feel like you got ghosted by somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. You wonder if it was you?
Yeah. Yeah, what did I do? What happened? So something really weird happened to Brian. How long ago was this?
Probably like a year and a half now.
Okay. And it involved somebody who's very important in everybody's life, and he just never heard from this person again. Finally, yesterday, he found out what happened.
Yep.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Big reveal.
Okay. We'll share that with you coming up this morning. Weird story. I mean, really weird story.
Yeah.
Okay, what's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Well, we're at Dirty Laundry a little bit, but guess who was on Carpool Karaoke last night? And we have
finally
some clips. Sir Paul. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I want to hear about Lucy's graduation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at 7:25. Lucy graduated from 8th grade, and I can't tell you how amazing it was, but I'm going to try at 7:25.
Try to put it into words.
I am going to try to put it into words. It was just...
Did you cry?
Timmy G asked me if I was going to cry, and I'm like, I'm not going to cry. I was a sobbing mess.
Really? Really?
Oh, God. It was amazing.
Okay, it takes a lot to make this woman cry.
It does. I'm a cold woman.
Okay, you know how the weird stuff happens in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah. We have an amazing weird Florida report coming up for this one. All of this is going to happen right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
I'm feeling extremely optimistic about today's game. Yesterday was so close, but yet so far away. Win a grand in 60 seconds is on the air, and we have a player standing by to play right now. So let's say good morning to Molly Paradis, who's from Peabody, Massachusetts. Good morning, Molly, and how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great. You feeling confident about this?
I am.
Did you hear yesterday's show?
I think I missed it,
it was so close yesterday, Molly. So close. So, today is going to be your day. You feeling good about it, everybody?
I am. I'm feeling really good about it.
Okay.
LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. You're going to hear the ticking in the background, ticking away the seconds till the annoying buzzer goes off. If you get all 10 correct in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. And it's very simple. You can say pass at any time. You have time left over at the end. Come back, pick them up till the buzzer goes off. You ready to go?
I am.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, Molly.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall?
Humpty Dumpty.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
Honolulu.
What is 20 minus 4?
16.
How many days are in June?
30.
Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street in London?
Sherlock Holmes.
In pool, the 8-ball is what color?
Black.
Who sings School's Out?
Alice Cooper.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country?
Ireland.
Dave named his hamburger chain after his daughter named?
Wendy.
Dorothy and her 3 friends had to follow what kind of road?
Yellow Brick Road.
Boom! $1,000 from Century Bank for you.
Oh
Oh, my God. Woo! Molly Paradis from Peabody, Massachusetts. You have done it. You've cracked the barrier. $1,000 in cash from Century Bank for you.
Calm, cool, collected. Okay. No had, passes, no nothing. Amazing.
You had 7 seconds left. You had time to spare.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Here we go, Molly.
Any plans for the cash?
I have a grandbaby coming, so I'm going to put that away.
Oh, there, nice. Okay. Wow. Congratulations.
Okay. Good for you. Congratulations. And by the way, what do you do for a living? Where do you work?
I work at the Scleroderma Foundation in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Well, tell everybody at Scleroderma we said hi today, okay?
I will.
Molly, have a great day.
Hey, we're going to be in Peabody tomorrow, zip tripping with...
That's right, with Channel 25.
Yeah, Boston 25 Morning News at Emerson Park, so come on by.
I will, thank you.
Okay, now don't go away. We gotta talk to you, okay?
All right.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's great. That is fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
Our first.
Yeah.
It's great.
Our first winner. We finally broke through.
We finally did it.
Okay, if you would like to win a grand in 60 seconds, we play it every weekday, Monday through Friday. You can be a contestant by logging on to WRR.com. You fill out the application. We give you a call. You play the game. And you could be the next to win $1,000, a grand in 60 seconds, $1,000 from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get right to it. Your 620 Men for Maine episode. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife's calls the sawmill to let his boss know that his buddy Lem won't be able to make it to work when we hear...
Well, say, boss.
Yeah?
Aoife's calling in here. Hey, I wanted to let you know Lem can't come to work today.
Why not?
Oh, he's sick.
What's wrong with him?
Well, the doctor says he's got anal glaucoma.
Anal glaucoma? What's that mean?
Well, that means he can't see his ass coming into work today.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorna and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, I want you to listen to something very closely here. Because later in the morning, we're going to reveal who this is. There's a huge U2 concert last night. Possibly, no.
Yeah. Okay. Hank's out with U2 tickets this morning,
exactly.
Too.
Hank is out, on a zip trip with Boston 25 in Peabody, and they're going to be giving away U2 tickets. So, you know, all the local stars come out when they do something like this, and oftentimes they forget that they're being recorded, and they think they can sing. Mm. Who do you think this is singing along during the U2 concert last night? Listen closely. So who do you think it is?
Wow.
We'll reveal that during Dirty Laundry at 7:45. In the meantime,
the Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, show of hands, who had it? Who had it? Lunatic Fringe.
Oh, yeah. It was on my Vision Quest soundtrack.
You had that?
Yeah. There aren't enough wrestling movies.
I seriously had that soundtrack,
too.
Of
course
everybody
did. It was amazing. Because Madonna's...
Matthew Modine?
Yes, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, Crazy for You was on it. That's why that was my...
All that stuff all weekend long.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so this is going to be a great one. Okay. Oh, by the way, today is National Kissing Day.
Yes, it is. And I, as a former kissing bandit, I feel like I should be a spokesperson.
Recovering.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't like to slip up one of these. Anyway, so it's National Kissing Day, and I get, this is a push for people to remind people that kissing makes you happy. Unless you're kissing somebody you're not supposed to be kissing, in which case, no one's happy. You're supposed to kiss somebody for at least 10 seconds if you're in a relationship per day because it releases oxytocin and serotonin, which are the happiness hormones.
Oh, yeah. I get those at Johnson Compounding and Wellness.
That's right.
I can just get them from kissing?
Yeah, but, like, you're supposed to, like, everyone practice this, not right very
well.
And you
moment.
Go home today to your significant other.
Right.
You have to go home and you have to kiss them for 10 seconds.
Not just a little peck,
not
peck.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. But you should do it because it will reconnect you and it will make you happy. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you as I'm reading it, and I also believe that it is from my kissing bandit days. Let me tell you, that was very fun to kiss people.
Well, okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Hey, Hank is on.
We do have
Hank is on scene this morning here. As a matter of fact, Hank is in Peabody because he's on a zip trip with Boston 25. And, well, this is, hey, Hank, this is pretty exciting stuff. Red Sox had a big win yesterday.
You know what? They finally found that offense that had disappeared for a couple of days up in Minnesota.
Seriously.
Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi both homered, and the Sox beat up on the Twins 9-2 in Minneapolis. Xander Bogaerts had a two-run double for the Sox. They avoid the three-game sweep. Five Red Sox hitters had two hits. Mookie Betts had three. And pretty Ricky Porcello, he was pretty yesterday. He's 9-3. He went seven innings, gave up one hit, didn't give up any runs, struck out five. The Sox are back at Fenway tonight. Stephen Wright on the mound, the knuckleballer. Seattle's in town. Wade LeBlanc is the start. Yankees won again 4-3 over Seattle yesterday. So the Sox two games behind in the American League East. The NBA draft, they wrapped up the first round, and the Celtics selected Texas A&M center Robert Williams with the 27th pick. He's a big guy, 6'10", 237 pounds, a very big body. But listen to this. ESPN says he could be the absolute steal of the draft.
Really?
Now, Phoenix Suns, they had the number one pick. They chose Arizona center DeAndre Ayton with that top pick. NHL entry draft begins tonight in Dallas. The Bruins, their first round pick. Oh, wait a second. They traded it to the Rangers for Rick Nash, who was of a bust at the trade deadline for the Bruins. The Bruins' first pick comes in the second round tomorrow, and it's 57th overall. I'm Hank Morse.
Okay, thank you much, Hank. Okay, now we got your Brian's Bell Buster is coming up next. What are we doing today at the Bell Buster?
Well, you know what? We're going to mess with Daniel. Every year he has a big barbecue, and he uses the same catering company. But I'm going to call him to let him know that they have gone vegan this year.
We do have the barbecue riblets that go great on the grill. It's, with a lentil and tofu mix. Really?
No, I don't want riblets, and please stop saying tofu.
Yeah, well, it's all about the sauce.
Do you not understand that I'm not interested in anything that you're going to be serving me here?
You and our all-American burger? It's got soy and lentils.
Please, damn it, stop.
What the is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's a Friday morning commute, and Hank, how we doing up?
Hello? The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Daniel's birthday is coming up, and his wife, Judy, let us know. And every year, Daniel throws a big summer barbecue using the same company. Every year, they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to call him and let him know that this company has gone vegan.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Daniel.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Daniel, it's Peter from Middle Barbecue and Catering.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, just getting ready for your big barbecue.
Oh, yeah, I know, I can't wait.
But some of the menu things I've got, just going over the order, I know we get some nice grilled vegetables this year. We got, corn, asparagus, tomato, avocado right on the grill. It's really nice.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, we got this year raw coleslaw. It's very delicious.
Well, isn't coleslaw raw anyway?
Yeah, well, this is there's no mayo. It's a straight raw coleslaw. We got jackfruit pulled pork. A lot of people don't know that you can use jackfruit as a substitute for pork.
Wait a minute. Jackfruit? Yeah. Jackfruit what?
Yeah, it's a big fruit that you can't even tell that it's not pork.
Well, you can't have pulled pork made of fruit.
Oh, yeah. No, it's delicious. It's all in the sauce.
I don't think that's going to fly very well with my guests. These guys are like heavy meat eaters.
Okay, so you haven't checked out our website since last year.
No, I just assumed that it would be great and, similar to what it was last year.
Yeah, we've had a slight rebranding with the company. We're now meatless and vegan and vegetarian friendly.
Oh, well, I don't think my wife, Judy, has any idea about that either.
Really? You won't tell the difference. The veggie dogs with the almond meal and the tofu in there. It's delicious. Really is.
Now, that sounds terrible. That sounds terrible. You have to have other types of foods other than all this healthy granola crap or whatever.
No, you wouldn't put granola on the grill. That would fall right through the grates. That's just
okay, silly. Well, listen, I'm going to have to talk to my wife about this.
Yeah.
This menu is just completely ridiculous for what we're used to having.
Well, I know we got grass-fed beef that you've had on the menu in the past.
Right, and that was fantastic.
Yeah, what we do now, we have grass-fed beef. We have a little calf that we bring and little pouches of grass that all the kids can feed. It's almost like a petting zoo kind of thing,
What?
So the kids love it.
You're kidding.
I know you would wanted lamb kebabs, I believe.
Yeah, this is some kind of joke, right?
We don't do lamb kebabs anymore. We do have a lamb called Bob. We call him Bob the Lamb, and he comes out, and also in this little petting zoo, the kids can feed him, you know, and teach about animal awareness. It's nice.
All right, listen, let me stop you. Let me stop you there, because I'm getting really aggravated now. The feeding of grass to cows and whatever else, that's for a fair or something. This is my big 50th birthday cookout, and all my guy friends are coming, and they're going to drink, and they're going to eat me. So I need you to find a way.
Well, you know what we can do? Here's something we could do. We do have, we got the barbecue riblets that go great on the grill. It's, you know, with a lentil and tofu mix, and it's really.
No, I don't want riblets, and please stop saying tofu.
Yeah, well, it's all about the sauce.
Do you not understand that I'm not interested in anything that you're going to be serving me here?
You and our all-American burger? It's got soy and
no.
Lentils.
Please. Damn it, stop. Okay? Yeah. I will have my wife get in touch with you.
Smart dogs.
And you can deal with her.
Yeah, Judy?
Yes, Judy will call you, and believe me, she won't be happy either.
You know what, Daniel? I spoke with Judy. Judy called me, and this is Brian Bell from WROR.
Oh, you're kidding me.
This is a Brian Bell buster, Daniel.
Are you kidding?
Yes, absolutely.
You got my blood pressure through the roof.
You know what'd be good for that? A nice tofu burger. Judy called us here at the Lorna Wally Show to get you for your birthday and said you were having this big cookout.
I'm going to strangle her with a tofu hot dog.
I don't know that it has the tensile strength for that. So happy birthday. Thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show, and enjoy your cookout for real, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Although, you know, Lamb Called Bob is very cute. I recommend having him come by.
Yeah, that bad joke. Bad.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So this is an amazing story. You ever been ghosted? I mean, you just suddenly don't hear from somebody. Then somebody you had some kind of a relationship with. And sometimes you have no idea, was it something I did? Was it something I said? You don't know. And then maybe even a year or more can go by, and something happens, you find out, and you say, oh, now it all makes
Most
sense.
Most of the time, you never find out.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's this is what makes this amazing, because when you're ghosted, that's it. You just have to live with that.
Yesterday.
True story.
I found out why I was ghosted.
What happened?
And I am so...
How long's it been?
Okay, so about a year and a half ago, I had to make my annual appointment with my doctor and get the checkup for, our health plan and all that. Yeah. I called my doctor's office. I'm like, oh, hey, I need my appointment. And they're like, no, the doctor can't see you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I had, they're like, well, you'll get a letter in the mail. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I got a letter in the mail with a list of new doctors.
Yeah.
And I was okay. So I said, yeah, well, I start thinking to myself,
okay,
was this something that I did?
Right.
So I thought back to one of my last appointments with this doctor that I had.
Yeah, okay.
When I kind of yelled at him.
You
unloaded on the doctor?
Okay. In front of his nurses and everything, they were kind of giggling. Because this guy, he drove me crazy because he was always late.
Yeah.
To the point where I would be like 2 hours late.
Oh, my God.
Like he would be
waiting for an appointment.
2 hours?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Really? I'd booked the appointment so I could, I have kids to pick up. I have stuff to do.
Right,
so
yeah,
I'm finally, there was this one appointment where I was waiting in the waiting room for hours. And I missed the pickup for my kids.
Yep.
And so he came out and he's like, well, here are some things that you need to do, for next time. And I go, okay, here are some things you need to do, doctor.
Oh, you snapped.
Yeah. I go, you need to work on your time management skills because I don't have time to sit here for 2 hours. I have kids to pick up. I have schedules. You have to respect my time.
Right.
So work on respecting people's time the next time I see you.
God.
And then I never saw him again.
Okay. So maybe you think,
oh my God,
what'd I do? Right. Yeah. Okay.
So then yesterday, my wife said, hey, did you see the paper? No. So I picked up the Enterprise.
Yeah.
And there's a story. It's the headline is former doctors with offices in Brockton Holbrook named in AG's opioids lawsuit.
Oh.
What?
Whoa.
God.
So I read the article, and this guy who was my doctor, and it says this stretch, he's been named in his license was suspended.
Get out.
I'm like, oh my God, this is awful.
Oh
and
my
I,
God.
I'm like, but at least it wasn't me.
Did you feel better or worse?
A little bit of both.
Okay, it was the classic case of mixed emotions.
Yeah, and so he's had his license. He's in huge trouble, and I'm like, oh, wow. It all kind of makes sense now.
So it had nothing to do with you.
I don't know. Maybe I pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, you probably did.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. As promised, time for your 720 Men for Maine episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Apis are in $3 Dewey's having a little conversation over a couple of beers. When we hear...
Well, Apis, I see it's just about time for all them high school graduation parties.
Hey, yep, me and Apis Jr. was just talking about that last night.
I guess time sure flies for you when you got kids in school.
Sure does.
What do you think Apis Jr. gonna be when he gets out of high school?
Well, as best as I can figure, he'll be about 28.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, well, happy getting out of school, everybody. As a matter of fact, speaking of that, lovely little Lucy got out of school yesterday. She graduated, didn't she?
She graduated from 8th grade, and we have, and something amazing happened, and it was just amazing. So, am I going to tell that now, or
okay,
am I going to tell?
No, okay. Okay. Proud Mama.
This is called the tease right here.
Yeah. Proud I wasn't Mama sure what was happening.
It's coming up next.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So it was a big deal in Canton, Massachusetts yesterday.
Sure was.
The daughter of, LBF, the lovely Lucy Falcone. She's moving on.
She's moving up. Yep. She's moving to the high school. I can't believe I have a high schooler.
It's unbelievable.
So it was 8th grade graduation yesterday for Galvin Middle School. And what they do is they bus the kids up to the high school, and then you go to the gym, and you sit in the hot gym for an hour. And I went in. Now, it's a defense mechanism, but I went in, totally cynical, whatever.
They do graduations for kindergarten. Every grade has
that. Exactly. Yeah, so I'm just like,
eighth grade seems like a good milestone, though.
But I'm like, I'm nervous. I am anxious. I hope everything's, because it's a long time to sit there and all this other stuff. And for her, for Lucy too. And to explain to everybody, Lucy has Down syndrome.
Yes.
And so we're sitting there, and all the kids, each name is called, and there's little claps and a couple of shout outs and stuff that.
Yep.
And then the moment Lucy's name was called, and here it is, it was just like this happened.
Lucy Falcone.
It's okay. Woo! And everybody just kept going, and she walked, and she's walking, and she's, and it's, well, the moment was like a Rudy moment. It was. And I'm sitting there, and the cynical heart.
Did you cry?
I bawled like a baby. I was incredibly, because, and I have to just say how amazing it was, because when Lucy was born, I thought, I was very afraid. I didn't know if she was going to be.
Of course.
Where she'd go to school, and
she just had a birthday this week and turned 15.
I know. I didn't know if people would be mean to her. I didn't know if people would ignore her. I didn't know if she'd have any friends. And the fact that this happened, that she's been included in the school, and that everybody loves her, and they love her enthusiasm, and she's been accepted. I've never been happier.
Overwhelmed, right?
Oh, my God. But anyway, it's really a great, great Galvin Middle School, great, go Bulldogs, thanks Canton, and, nice to run that high school. I'll come and find you.
anybody that thinks that kids today are not kind and trusting and all that sort of thing.
I know. It was a moment.
Prime example.
Really, it was a moment where, in a very cruel world, there was just a gymnasium full of kindness. And I'm just absolutely touched. So that is my story.
Thanks for sharing this morning. Okay, now, 7:45, we're going to find out who was singing. Okay?
Oh, my God.
At the show, okay?
So
in the meantime.
Bad.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, 7:45, Dirty Laundry is on the air. Let's get right to it. So many questions to be answered this morning.
All right, you're going to play that clip, and then we'll tell you who it is at the end.
You want to hear it? Okay.
Yeah, who's this singing at U2 last night?
Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, that's local celebrity. It's a big name. It's a national name, okay?
Okay, so speaking of national names, all right, this is my favorite story, and I love talking about it. Drew Barrymore is one of my favorite people, and she was talking about how she exacted some revenge on an ex, and it's amazing. Here it is.
I spray painted an ex-boyfriend's car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. It was really fun. We, like, blasted Cypress Hill, and, yeah.
What'd you paint on it?
So baller. A lot of really horrible things. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was like, you screwed me over, you It was like, you know, anarchy and black flag and, you know.
Really?
And then he called me crying like a little and he said, you wouldn't have done this, would you have? And I was like, no.
She is delightful. Okay, in other news.
Unless you got a car.
Hey, I want to mention, we're going to put this up on WROR.com, but Paul McCartney was on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden, and it's very fun to watch, so you can check that out there.
Okay. And it was good. It was really
good.
Yeah, good.
Breaking news, maybe.
Yeah, okay, get a load of this.
Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Her husband, Joe, he's been in jail for bankruptcy fraud charges. Yeah. Well, I think that he's going to be deported. Yep. I wasn't sure it was going to happen. I don't know what they're going to do on Bravo.
Where's
but
home?
Home is Italy.
Yep.
And apparently he was born there and he didn't. So now because he went to jail, they're going to deport him. And apparently the lawyer says the proceedings are happening. But
yeah. This was the statement the lawyer made that doesn't say he's not being deported, but it says, I can state with absolute certainty that no decision has been made regarding the immigration status of Joe Giudice.
So doesn't mean one way or the other.
They're still deciding. Yep. So, wow.
It would be pretty incredible if he was, but
getting sent to Italy is not a bad
thing. I know, exactly. I know.
Depends on where you go,
I guess. Terrible human being. Yeah. Hey, speaking of terrible human beings, Roseanne is coming back without Roseanne. Roseanne,
what are they going to call the show?
They're going to call it, I think, The Conners, just right now, tentatively being called The Conners. They're going to proceed without her. You know, I think it was maybe a compelling enough show. I mean, I don't like Roseanne, but obviously for many reasons. I watched it, but I didn't like her in it. I liked the other, she wasn't the draw. It was like more like Darlene and all those people.
Yeah,
the family.
Jackie was spectacular.
Great, yep. And I think that she just was, you know.
I want to know if they're going to write her off in some spectacular way or just not meant. Like, I'm curious how they're going to handle it.
I don't know. I think.
Here's what I read. I don't know if this is true.
Oh, really?
But they're going to handle it in such a way that it's open ended. So at some point, they're thinking, okay, maybe
should be hit by a bus.
Yep.
In 2 years, she might be forgiven.
No, she's not going to be forgiven. It's
never
happening.
Well, I don't think she is either.
Yeah, no, but I think that she's going to die.
She's going down.
All right.
Down.
All right. Can we identify our singer?
Yes,
okay.
Please. Can we identify it? Want me to? Who is this?
Okay. This is last night at YouTube, and this is a big local Boston celebrity. And he gets carried away. And isn't it funny how we all think we can sing when we go to a concert?
At a concert.
It's really loud.
Yeah, okay, so if you would please, ladies and gentlemen, it was
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady singing with you two.
Oh, yeah, he can throw a ball, but he can't throw his voice.
It sounded like he just got hit by a linebacker.
Wow. But you know what, Tom? I'm glad you had fun. You let go, you're having a good time. But, geez, don't sing at weddings.
Thank you very much. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, this is it. This is where the pulse pounding begins, because it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have our contestant on the line this morning. Scott Cubby is from Allenstown, New Hampshire.
Oh,
he's
nice.
A truck driver, and he's in the truck right. Hey, Scott, are you in the truck right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Now you're pulled over, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're going to need all your powers of concentration.
And
here's what's going to. By the way, what are you hauling? Do you haul anything good this morning?
I haul a lot of recyclable goods.
Okay,
well, that's nice. That's very environmental of you.
Here's what's going to be happening this morning. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticking in the background. At any point, you can say pass if you don't know an answer. You skip ahead, keep going, get all you can, and then we got time left at the end. You can come back, pick them up. If you can get all 10 in 60 seconds, it's very simple. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay, are you prepared to do this?
Yes, I am.
I'll be up. Are you prepared?
Let's do this, Scott.
Okay, come on. You can do this, hey. Scott. 3, 2, 1, go.
When is Independence Day?
July 4th.
What is 7 times 20?
Pass.
Where did Hank zip trip with Boston 25?
Puberty Mass.
A Cyclops has a giant one of these on his forehead.
An eye.
David Coverdale is the lead singer of this band.
Pass.
Spell caffeine.
C-A-F-F-I-N-E.
Who directed the blockbuster movie Alien?
Pass.
What's the name of the Italian cruise ship hijacked by Palestinian terrorists in 1985?
Pass.
What is a snack that smiles back, according to their TV commercial?
Pass.
Oh, who is the president of France?
Macron.
Okay, we're going to go to, what is 7 times 20?
Time's up. That's too bad. Okay, let me see. We had several passes. Let's review.
Okay, well, 7 times 20 is 140. The lead singer of David Coverdale is the lead singer of Whitesnake. Caffeine, you missed a word. A letter. C-A-F-F-E-I-N-E.
That's sneaky.
I know. Ridley Scott directed Alien. The Achille Lauro was the name of the Italian cruise ship hijacked by terrorists in 1985. The snack that smiles back, goldfish.
Goldfish.
Yeah. Yep. And the president of France is Macron?
Macron.
Yeah, that was
close.
Cool. I was giving you that.
I would have given it that. I actually put a check mark.
Yeah. I was like, that's good.
Good enough.
Okay, we got a, he said it with an accent.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We got a big cancellation prize for you. 4 passes to see Tag. This is a great, funny movie. Ed Helms, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner. I mean, come on. You know, can you add $1,000 to go to the movies? Come on. Let's go to the movies.
Right.
Okay. Have yourself a great time. Thanks a million for playing the game.
Good job, Scott.
Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy
Thank
the
show.
Okay. Hey, anybody else you think you got what it takes to play? Log on to WRR.com, fill out an application, and you could be playing. So Brian tells me he actually has that on vinyl.
Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. It's a good one.
Wow. Amazing. Okay. Singles like that all weekend long right here at WRR. So we're very fortunate. We have a very, 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 very funny comedy guest with us in the studio this morning. He's joining us because he's got a big show at Laugh Boston. Let me see. You got a show tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night. You can get tickets for this at laughboston.com. Joel Kim Booster is his name. Good morning, and how are you?
Hey,
good morning.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
I was just talking to Joel, and he was once a nationally ranked Bible trivia master.
Yep.
And now he's a gay stand-up comedian. Go figure.
Yeah, my parents are a little bit more proud of the other thing. They're dealing with it.
That's an interesting... what did they say?
What do you... my parents?
Yeah.
My parents, they actually, I don't think they've ever seen any of my acts.
Really?
They don't, they tend to avoid it. If they have seen it, they have not clued me into it.
They haven't mentioned it.
They are very happy that I'm making a living, that I'm able to pay all my bills, and that I have health insurance, from this job. They are not super jazzed, this is the job. It's so funny, because after college, I wanted to be an actor, and that's what I was pursuing before I started doing comedy. And they hated that. But boy, oh boy, I found the thing that could make my parents wish I would go back to acting. Yeah. Every single time I talk to them now, they're like, how about that acting stuff? What's going on with that?
Pretty good now, isn't it? Yeah.
Really gave them a new perspective on that career choice.
Okay, so now this is this first time you've ever done a show, like a real show in Boston, right?
Yeah, I was talking it earlier. I've done a couple of colleges here, but never performed for an audience that knows what a mortgage is.
nice change of pace. What did you do? Did you do Harvard?
Yeah, I've done Harvard and Leslie.
I see. Before. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, You know, and it's kind of tough being funny in front of kids who are in college going to Harvard because they don't get real life.
Yeah, they definitely have a very skewed perspective on life. And, like, it's just a matter of, it's just references, really. It's like, I talk a lot about, you know, jobs and having jobs and stuff like that, and they don't know what, most of them don't know what that is. Even though, you know, I say that, and a lot of college kids, they get mad at me, and they're like, I work, you know, I have a job, I work at a Starbucks, and it's like, it's a different thing when you're working to get yourself through college and to, like, have beer money.
Yeah.
That's a little different, yeah.
Pay your rent and, like, pay everything, you know, and I was there, too. I worked in college, but it's definitely different, you know? And dating, you know, I talk a lot about dating in my sets and stuff, and it's a different animal entirely.
Yeah, you know, I know when I did it, you know, you had to go to a bar.
Yeah,
and now there's like apps. Well,
yeah,
and things.
You know, that's the thing is like I'll bring up the apps and I'll be like, you know, when you're on the apps, none of them are doing it. They're just sitting in the quad and somebody's frisbee hits their blanket and then they're dating. You know, like it's so much easier in college.
They don't even have to do that. Yeah. I have to try very hard for that.
Exactly.
Amazing.
I should go back to college.
Exactly, right?
Let's all go. Let's all go. That's a movie right there. The four of us going back to college.
Okay. Hey, listen. If you want to see this wonderfully funny gentleman, he's going to be over at Laugh Boston. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You can go to laughboston.com. Or you can just call 617-72-LAUGH. People actually do that. They call.
Wow, really?
As well.
It's amazing.
Go to laughboston.com.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So comedy time here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. We got a great guy in the studio this morning. His name is Joel Kim Booster, and he's playing over at Laugh Boston. He's got a show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Laughboston.com. You know, old drill. It's over in the Seaport District. Great place to see his show. And it's basically his first time really coming to Boston to do comedy. So you got to go see him. You'll love this guy. So he's got a great story. So he's born in South Korea. And then he becomes an adopted child of two Midwestern Americans. And he's got siblings that were natural born, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Older brother, older sister. The funny thing, and this is a spoiler alert for people who are going to come and see the show, but my older brother... He came out like 4 years after I did.
No! Yeah.
Which is, it's always so funny because I always say it answers the question. I guess it's nurture, not nature. They really rolled the dice, man. You know, they bought one, and they both turned out gay. So, I don't know. They really are truly so disappointed.
Well, your parents are... Baptist.
Very, and evangelical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what was it like to grow up with them and sort of knowing like who you were?
Yeah,
and then-
I mean, it was tough. It was scary. A lot of it was just like pushing it down, you know, just like trying to ignore it. Like I was a good, I tried to be like the kid that they wanted me to be. I told you guys off mic, I was the nationally ranked Bible quizzer, you know.
I went all in.
I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm going to do this, which is my personality, really. I did so much to try and make my parents proud. I like played basketball in high school.
I
grew up in Chicago in the mid 90s, the height of Jordan. Like, mm-hmm. I loved basketball.
Yep,
you know, you don't grow up in that in Chicago in the mid 90s and not love basketball a little bit. Not good at it,
but
by any means.
You loved it anyway.
I played
golf and I suck.
I think that season I scored 3 points. The entire season, which was incredible. And my theory of playing basketball was receive the ball, panic, pass it immediately. And I remember I was on the JV team, obviously, and I remember this was an away game. I received the ball, and something broke in my brain, and I shot instead of pass, and I made it. And this was like the middle of the second quarter, and my team freaked out, like truly, like screams, like lifting me up on their shoulder, like everybody. And meanwhile, the other team is like, "What's going on?"
You guys just win a national championship we weren't aware of, or what? Yeah.
He just scored a basket. Like, he didn't win the championship. Like,
really?
Still another half to play.
Yeah, exactly. He's still got a lot of game to go. Pulled me out immediately. Yeah, it was my triumph.
Pulled you out. Yeah. Gave you a medal and
exactly.
All that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, you got to check him out. You're going to love the show. Kim is, Joel is playing, let me see. By the way, that's a surname, right?
Kim? Yeah. So it's, I guess legally speaking, it's my middle name, but it is my surname that I was born with.
Yeah.
That
okay.
My parents sort of as like an homage. Threw it in there as my last name. Yeah. So
okay.
I do appreciate that too. I was really mad about it when I was a kid, but now I'm
really
now it's cool,
oh, okay.
Right?
Perspective. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Joel Kim Booster. I got show tonight and two shows tomorrow night. LaughBoston.com. Log on to LaughBoston.com. Okay. Hey, thanks for coming.
Thank
this
you guys so much for having me.
Oh, it was great to meet you.
Appreciate it. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.